Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is one of those complicated family scenarios that can go in a million different ways.
Okay.
And it's something that I do not believe any of us in the room have experience with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I know folks listening do. So maybe you can help out this dad who is worried for his kid on this day that already has tension and stress.
Yes.
That could add a ton more to it. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. All right, so this discussion is going to get really complicated.
Yes, it is.
Because Thanksgiving's stressful enough.
Mm-hmm.
And one dad is now worried for his kid, despite the fact that he wants him to feel free and comfortable in his own skin. And we don't want to affect anybody's lives here. We weren't even going to really read this, because this is going to touch off a lot of people. And frankly, I don't really care what anyone else thinks. But this dad does.
Yeah.
He's looking for people who have gone through this before. So we're going to change the names in this Facebook message, just not use them at all. All right? So this is coming from a dad, and he's got a son in his mid-20s. And he writes us, quote, "My son came out to my ex-wife and I about a year ago when he finished grad school. It wasn't all that shocking, and I'm just happy he gets to live the way he wants and know that his parents love him and are happy to accept him any way he wants to live his life."
Yeah.
"I can't say that for sure about I can't say that for sure for every member of my family. He has made the decision this year to come out to the rest of the family at Thanksgiving. I know there are a lot of different people that listen to your show, and I would like to know if my concerns make me a bad father. There are three family members I worry about and what their reaction might be. I can't be sure they'll react poorly, but as a father who doesn't want to see his son hurt, it's on my mind. If I were completely honest, I don't know if Thanksgiving is the best place to do this. It could cause major issues, and I don't want my son to be looked at ruining a family event. But I understand that this is a journey for him, and he wants to live without restrictions around everyone he cares about, and it might be easier to do this in a room with my ex and I and his cousins, who are also aware that he is gay and will support him."
All right.
"You could ask, could you ask if there have been other people who have gone through this and how it went? And are my concerns valid, or is this something my son, who has told me he's a grown man and knows what he's doing, needs to do without my interference?" Man, oh man.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a hot potato.
The coming out holiday. So again, nobody has experience in the room with this. We've never witnessed it or anything like that. No family stuff.
I've had family members come out, but it was never like a big announcement. Like
okay.
That. Yeah.
Which is the way to play it.
Well,
with
but
anything
no, but
you
in
got
there,
going.
Okay, so here's the thing, and this is what I wonder about this family too. Nobody in their family, when they find out that information, can keep their mouth shut. And that's how everybody eventually found out in our family. Not because my family member made a big announcement, because everybody just decided that it was their news to share. So they never even got to actually have their moment with everybody and explain things when had to go tell everybody.
Because, like, to me, like, okay, so if you go in and you make the big announcement, you're going to, first of all, that's going to be the theme of the holiday, whether you're pro or however you feel.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
And now you're going to be the focus of all that attention.
Okay.
Right? To me, the better way to play it is just show up with your date.
Okay.
And have Thanksgiving. And if people want to deal, but, like, to sit there and make this proclamation in front of the whole family, now that's where all the attention goes. You may not want that.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Now, there's nothing in the Facebook message that says this kid's dating anybody or has a date or is bringing somebody.
Right.
So we don't know that. But let's say that that's what the kid was going to wait for.
Right?
He was going to wait for having someone special in his life, and he was going to bring them to dinner. That seems more dicey to me than just making an announcement. Because now you're putting someone from the outside who has no connection to the family in a very awkward, uncomfortable position.
Okay, but that's everybody at a holiday. You're going to have to pop that cherry at some point. Pop your holiday cherry. Just sit down. Don't say anything.
Right.
Just be yourselves and let it go.
All right, let me ask you a question. And I'll, look, what you're saying in a perfect world, I agree with
you. In a perfect world.
But like, let's
next to the yams.
Let's be real here.
Right.
You said it yourself. It's already uncomfortable.
Right.
Right?
But now you're going to make it about yourself and whatever's going on in your life.
But this is about him, right? This is about his thing.
I understand that, but it's a holiday. Why make everybody uncomfortable? Just show up, be yourself, bring a date if you want. And just listen, if somebody wants to be an a-hole at the table, that's on them.
Okay.
All right? If they want to go off on whatever their opinion is and embarrass themselves, let them do it. Let them do it. Who cares? Okay, shoot your mouth if you're just going to look stupid.
Okay, look.
Ain't on me, man.
I get what you're saying.
Because I'm pushing something that doesn't need to be pushed. Just show up.
Wait, but you're not pushing anything.
They will see it that way. You're right. But the person that has the opposite opinion will feel like, well, you're pushing something.
But you just said screw them. Who cares?
Yeah.
Right. But you don't initiate it. Let them do the initiate. Don't set the fire,
all right,
is what I'm saying.
So here's the problem here. It's easy for you and I and Kimmy to sit here and go, well, this is what you should do.
Totally easy.
Because we've never been in this position. Yeah. I don't know what this kid's going through, right?
Yeah.
And like, it's a very interesting way the guy writes his Facebook message. Because you have a father who obviously loves his son and he wants to protect him.
Yeah.
That's what parents do. But on the other hand, it's a stark reminder that no matter what the issue your kid is facing, there are going to be times where there is nothing that you can do.
No.
Right? Like, they have to live their life, and you have to be there for support.
Yeah.
And there's one other part of this Facebook message that stands out to me. He says there are three people who he thinks might have a problem with it. The reality is, this father could be worried for nothing.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you've been around long enough, and you can attest to this, Tommy.
But there's a history of this, and it doesn't have to do with necessarily being gay, but people of other religions home.
Okay.
You know, somebody brought home a Jewish girl to an Italian household.
Sure, sure, sure.
That was a disaster, you know, with the opinions. Like, this has been going on since day one. I mean, there was a movie called Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. That thing was made right after World War II.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of people want to that point, think like today, well, what's the problem today? But, you know, you got different generations and different people. Yeah.
Something new pops up that somebody's going to disagree with, man.
But, Tommy, I think you can also agree here. Mm. We've seen people that have died in the wool opinions change their tune when someone close to them is affected
when it's now a part of their life.
They got it. Sometimes.
Well, Tommy, like, there are guys we knew who were big time homophobic, right?
Yeah.
Until they had a kid that came out.
Right.
Or guys you knew that were racist until they had a biracial grandbaby show up on the scene. Right? There are times where people change their tune, to Kimmy's point, when all of a sudden something they never thought would be part of their life shows up in their lives.
Right.
And going further on that thought, sometimes you're surprised by the opinion you think someone is going to have.
Yeah, they may.
But then again, as a father, I get why this father's worried about it, right?
Yeah.
But don't you think just easing into it, just showing up and not saying anything?
You're saying just let everybody assume? Is that kind of what you're saying?
Who cares? Let them assume whatever they want, and they'll figure it out.
Well, but I guess, you know, in that way, you're still going to run into the same problem if that's what you're worried about. Somebody, you know, in that environment.
I just think, like, standing there saying something makes it way more awkward.
But if you bring in, like you said, your significant other into this situation, now you're worried about your kid coming out to your certain family members, and now you are also bringing a new person into that situation.
Yeah,
too,
we brought that up. You're fine.
So, like, the one person I would be afraid of is my brother. So my brother would do the, hey, I'm cool with this. Here come all my bad jokes. Like, you become the blunt of all his gay jokes that he thinks are appropriate.
Sure, yeah, I get it.
You know, but he's being funny
because you think
he's trying to relate.
He thinks by telling those jokes, it's showing he's cool with it.
Yes, because like if my brother's in a room where there's only one black guy, he will identify. He'll start pointing out, "Hey, you're the only black guy here, and here's some funny stories."
I know exactly what you mean.
Right?
Yes.
Which also makes it awkward.
Yeah, but I mean, in a weird way, that's also that way of guys being accepting. It's wildly inappropriate, but
I'm just busting your balls.
But it's also them not knowing what to do in a situation.
And not knowing what to say.
But in a situation they never thought they'd be presented in.
So it's awkward.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But 226,000 folks have been waiting on hold. We got Facebook messages coming in. We're talking about this dad who's writing us a Facebook message. His son came out to he and his ex-wife about a year ago, he said. He came out to his cousins as well, but he's going to make the announcement at Thanksgiving to the rest of the family that he is gay.
Yeah.
And he says there's three family members, quote, I worry about and what their reaction might be. The dad says he's nervous about his son doing this, but he doesn't want to discourage him from doing his journey. Here's the other problem, real quick, before we go to the phones. Like, we sit here and you go, well, what? Just bring a date, whatever. But even not bringing a date and not saying anything, I would think if you're keeping this a secret from your family,
yeah,
There are, like, every conversation has to be changed because you can't say I was out with my boyfriend. Or
well, you
I
could.
Was...
You could ease into the conversation that way, right?
Oh, so, yeah. How's your girl? You getting married soon? No, I'm gay.
Yeah.
That's where I, to me, that seems more uncomfortable.
No, you don't say like that. You say I haven't really talked to him about it yet. She's right to him in there. You no. don't say, you don't brand it so harshly.
No, but they ask girlfriend. Because
they'll freak out.
They ask girlfriend. You got a girlfriend? Ever get married with a girlfriend? Haven't really talked to him about it.
Right, that's how you pull it, man.
No, but that's the same thing.
Well, it's a little bit more subtle because they you know, there's certain words people hear and they'll, you know, they'll have a negative reaction, the older set especially.
No, but like you and I here as people of a certain generation, right? We're worried about the reaction. This dad is worried about the reaction. Right. The kid maybe might not be worried about
the
reaction.
Does the dad want to hear the speech before he gives it? Like, you know, like, I want to hear the rehearsal speech. And then hear it. I sit in a side room over here. All right, let me hear it.
Is that a dick thing to do?
And a lot of dads would want to hear it.
The kid might not have a speech plan. It might just be, you know, I'll say it something when I feel like the time's right here.
And what are you doing, improv now?
Again,
what are you, Robin Williams?
But you're assuming there's a speech. The kid could just be like, hey, everybody, I'm gay.
Okay.
I mean, what more is there to say? Yeah. A long time ago, a young man was born.
It depends how emotional the kid is, right? I mean, he might want to tell the backstory a little bit.
Well, what's the backstory?
I don't know. Like, his journey to how he got to where he is.
Okay.
I guess that's what his backstory is.
No, but like, I've never...
He might want to tell that when he found out he was gay, like where he realized he was gay.
Okay.
All right. And that could be a story.
226,000. Let's talk to Mark. He's on CMF. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
Hey, so this poor kid, so he needs nothing but support. And yes, it's a horrible thing for the father to ask about, hey, what do you got planned? Because then it makes the kid feel like he's doing something wrong.
Yeah, but dad liked lists, you know, whether I'm going to Home Depot or my kid's coming out of the closet, I want to see a list.
What the family should do, the ones that already know about it, as soon as this kid comes out, they should have his back 100% and make it stand up and with him or whatever he does and show that it's a team, you know, that they've got his back 100%.
A united front.
All right, but I think that's the idea behind it too, is like there's strength in numbers. Mm-hmm. So yes, you can casually
you
bring
have
it
your
up.
Support team there.
Yeah, but you'll know somebody's there. And I mean, Mark, look, in the defense of this dad, I get what you're saying. I don't disagree with you, but Mark, I mean, you're also mixing wanting to make sure that your kid isn't hurt in one of the most vulnerable moments in their life.
Yes.
I mean, I get why this dad would go down that road in his head.
Yeah, but coming out to the son like that and presenting it like that makes the son feel that he's doing something wrong, which he's not.
No, you're right. I get you.
Nothing but supporting. He's nothing but support.
All right, Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, have a good rest of the day.
Because there's that other thing when you, let's say it lays an egg.
Okay.
Like it isn't going over well. And you did it right up front. And now you got to, okay, let's eat. All right, so anybody else got any news?
That's another good question.
Carol, how's that birdhouse you're working on?
When do you do it? Do you do it pre-dinner? Do you do it post-dinner?
I think you got to do it up front.
Right up front? Like when the shrimp cocktail comes out?
Yes.
Well, I would think you would want to get it out there up front because otherwise, I mean, you're not going to be able to enjoy that Thanksgiving. You're going to have nerves, I would imagine, if you've been planning this.
Yeah, I would come out first thing.
As soon as
you can.
Can I have your coat? I'm gay. What are you...
Not that fast.
Okay. We got Facebook messages coming in. And actually, Carla here seems to be backing up what you said.
What's that?
She said, I don't want to discourage anyone from coming out, but I had a bad experience doing this at Christmas. I brought my girlfriend home to meet the family when only my parents and a few other people knew I was out. It put a strain on the night, and looking back on it, I regret using that night to do it. But every family is different, and it's going to have to happen eventually for this guy to be able to live the way he wants to. So she brought home the date. It didn't go well.
Just let it happen, kind of.
Yeah.
Now, you could do a preemptive strike where you know where the problem person is.
Okay.
And just tell them, like, let's say you go in, right? And you know, Aunt Betty, she ain't playing, right? So you pull her aside, tell the situation.
So this is the dad you're talking
to? No, the kid.
Oh, it's the kid.
The kid goes up and goes, listen, you know, I'm this way now. I'm gonna announce it just to get her. Just, if she's gonna lose it, let's get it out of the way here. Let's do it privately in a side room.
Okay, but she's gonna keep losing it the rest of the day, right?
Maybe it'll soften the blow so you don't have it right up front when you're trying to make your speech.
Okay.
It's an idea.
Okay. Tommy's coming out ideas. He's got them all. He's coming at you.
Well, I had a racist Aunt Betty. What do you want from me?
Okay. Oh, okay. Look. We all have our experiences with this thing. All right. I mean, I guess there's no right answer here. Right? No. Every family's different.
But you got to know your family a little bit, too. You got to kind of...
But even to Pat's point, I don't... I mean, you think you know your family, but if they've never, had a situation like this.
But you know their opinions on these subjects.
You do.
You've watched 60 Minutes
with them. But sometimes you are surprised by
people. That's why they're all in prison.
Sometimes you are surprised by people.
That's why they wear their hat like that.
Good luck to this old man and the kid, man. God. I hope it all works out. All right.
Yeah. Well, it's only going to cost him $5 a plate anyway.
Yeah, so $5.33, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.